sparks flew between Republican Greg Abbott and Democrat Wendy Davis during last night's gubernatorial debate in KERA's Dallas studios. Each accused the other of serious ethical violations. Attorney General Greg Abbott has taken some heat this week. Reports show his campaign took more than $1 million from recipients of the Texas Enterprise Fund, created to grow jobs with that money. Abbott's office is supposed to monitor the fund, but an audit showed millions improperly went to some companies. Greg Abbott.
And in that 107 pages where the auditor looked at the conduct about the fund and the conduct of the governor, as well as the conduct of myself and my office, there was nothing in there critical of either me or my office.
Greg Abbott's office said it couldn't reveal some application information for privacy reasons. Yet the audit showed some businesses got money even though they never filled out an application. So Wendy Davis wondered what was being kept secret, and she's accused Abbott of a cover-up.
My question for you tonight is, will you agree to release any documentation that you had during that time in reaching that decision?
That's when Abbott unexpectedly turned the tables. He said Davis, while on Fort Worth City Council, tapped Texas Enterprise money to attract a Cabela's retail business whose application now cannot be found. Then he said there was more she was hiding.
It was your title company that benefited by closing that deal. So you personally profited. You were able to use your title company.
You are not telling the truth right now, and you know you are not telling the truth. I did not personally profit from that.
The volley of accusations continued.
I would like to respond by knowing how much your title company received by closing the Cabela's deal.
It was not my title company. I was an employee of a title company earning a salary that was never dependent on any deal that ever closed.
That may have been the hottest exchange, but there were others highlighting vast differences between the two. Both favored fewer end-of-course school exams that were eventually reduced from 15 to 5, thanks to a bill co-authored by Davis.
I, unlike my opponent, would never advocate the idea that we expand the use of standardized tests to four-year-olds. However, he's laid out a plan that would include the use of those standardized tools in children as young as 4 years old.
Abbott laughed it off.
I no more want four-year-olds to take standardized tests than I want a cow to jump over the moon.
Differences continued on Medicaid funding. Abbott, like Governor Rick Perry, wants federal dollars to insure more Texans, but he dislikes the Affordable Care Act that funding is tied to. He wants the funding in a block grant. Davis says it's foolish to reject millions in federal health care dollars that Texans already pay in. As governor, she'd try to bring the money home. But they broadly agreed on one issue, how to handle the Ebola diagnosis in Dallas. News of the nation's first diagnosis here was announced hours before the debate. Both candidates would defer to health officials.
Do that first to find out what our game plan is and where we are going.
As governor, that coordination would be my primary purpose, and of course, helping the public to understand and to remain calm.
Remaining calm is not expected now from these candidates. The election's just 5 weeks away. Early voting, October 20th. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.